The people who wanted Idaho voters to legalize medical marijuana gathered 559 qualified signatures after a year of trying. The effort to raise the state's minimum wage came closer to the goal with a little more than 8,000 qualified signatures. But both needed nearly 54,000 signatures to get their initiatives on the ballot.
We had 12,000 likes on our Facebook page, and if each person who liked that page had downloaded the initiative and get 4 signatures, we would have easily have won.
Ann Nessie led the minimum wage effort. Idaho uses the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour and has the second highest percentage of minimum wage jobs in the country. Nessie says her small volunteer force was very dedicated, but she's frustrated that others who expressed support couldn't be persuaded to give their time. She has a theory about why.
Idaho citizens aren't used to becoming activated politically, thinking that they have the power to change the way we run the state.
Nessie was particularly frustrated that she couldn't persuade other nonprofit groups to join her effort. She says many were in favor of raising Idaho's minimum wage, but felt they didn't have the resources to help. She says she'll try again in the next election cycle. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.